threat of cyber attacks from Russia right now is very elevated, experts say. Let's bring one of those experts to help us understand what might be next in the cyber warfare front. Brian Murphy is the Vice President of Global Operations for Logically AI. He's also the former acting Undersecretary of Intelligence for the Department of Homeland Security. Good to see you here, Brian. Thanks for taking the time. What if Russia is to launch cyber warfare against the U.S., what U.S. assets might it start with?
Well, so it won't be the first time. So we need to put this in perspective. The Russians really come at the U.S. in a couple of different ways. The first way is what actors will be the delivery of any kind of attack that they put together. And so you have really two sets, the Russian military, the SVR, GRU, and maybe the FSB, or their proxy groups that is more likely what they'll use, which are organized crime traditionally or actors in third countries. What they'll go after is infrastructure, and that's it, cyber infrastructure. They've done this before. So it's hard to predict exactly where they'll go, but they, if the past is any predictor of their future, and it may be in this case, they'll look to hit things like SCADA systems or industrial control for, let's say, water purification plants. They may hit some electrical grids. They've done that before to try to send a signal to the United States that they will use all aspects in terms of spectrum of warfare, the hybrid warfare, to counter U.S. sanctions.
It's pretty alarming, Brian. Are big companies prepared for these type of cyber attacks right now?
That's a great question. I think it just depends, right, on the company. So unfortunately, a lot of companies don't take, even in today's world, their cyber hygiene to the level that it needs to be at until, quite frankly, it's too late. And so ransomware is a favorite of the Russians, particularly the Russian government, as a way to lock up some of these big businesses. We saw that with the Colonial Pipeline. And those are the industrial controls that I think that they will continue to go after. So are they prepared? It really depends on the business. I mean, just generally, I think we've gotten a lot better as a country. But unfortunately, we have a long way to go. It is a cost center for these big companies. But usually the pain they feel on the backside of it, if they have not prepared themselves effectively, is far worse.
Brian, I'm also curious about our government's capabilities to counter attack in Russia. I mean, it's sort of become conventional wisdom that Russia and China are the two most effective international actors in terms of cyber attacks. But, can we counterpunch, and how much of a deterrent could that potentially be to Russia?
Well, we can definitely, we have the capabilities, of course, to counterpunch. And I don't know if it will be much of a deterrent to the Russians. We have not fought fire with fire, if you would. They'll attack us at a certain level, and we have chosen not, for political reasons, to respond in kind. And that, depending on how you look at it, may or may not be the right position to take. But the cyber war can quickly lead to real war. And obviously, we want to try to do everything we can to avoid that. But at the same time, yes, we have those capabilities. When we use them, how we use them, and if we use them, there's going to be a lot of calculations into that, because there is now a hot war in Ukraine, and our NATO allies are just on the other side. So all these things are going to be difficult to make determinations from for the U.S. government, because there's so many factors in there as to, do we use the tools, how do we respond, and what does it look like?
For U.S. investors, and we're showing, by the way, cybersecurity stocks, which have been benefiting as there is this assumption that their services will be needed. But I'm also curious how investors should be viewing the risk of potential attacks to U.S. businesses, to infrastructure. How severe can we expect them to be potentially, and could they affect business?
Well, I invariably they will affect business. If you just look at the Colonial Pipeline as just a recent example, when the Russians do something, and I think they will, it won't look like it did last time, meaning that it won't necessarily be, let's say, a major gas pipeline in the U.S. It'll be something different, but the same type of model will be used, and it's going to have a serious pain point in a sector of the U.S. economy. And we just don't know what that will be right now, obviously. But when it comes, it will have an impact in a sector of our economy, for sure.
Really appreciate this insight here. Brian Murphy, Vice President of Global Operations for Logically AI. Thanks so much.